Why don't we take a minute to pray and refocus our thoughts? Father, we come before you tonight just full of gratitude for what you've given us, for your love, for your companionship, the relationship that you want with us. We pray that we would honor you by responding in like kind. We thank you for each one of these women and in what they represent, their households, their families, their children. Father, we just lift them up and ask that you would guide them throughout this week or the coming weeks ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, before Karen comes and shares some really nice ideas, inspiring thoughts, some hints on dating, I thought I'd like to lay a foundation, a little bit of encouragement to us all so we can appreciate more deeply what Karen has to say. Why date? That is the point of the dates on your table. Why date? Well, obviously it helps to grow God's plan in our marriages, right? We know this. We can say God wants us to date, right? Now, you won't find that in the concordance, except those kind of dates. It's not part of the Ten Commandments. You won't find admonition in Scripture about dating, and yet it is biblical. It's biblical because if we know God in His heart, we know what He has to say about relationships and by His example that He set for us. He actually cares about these relationships. He's the king of relationships. He gave everything. He moved mountains. He sent His Son so we could have a relationship with Him. He's all about relationships. Do you remember what it was like? We've had some conversation already tonight. What was it like before you were married and you were dating? We had a standing Friday night date. Nothing was going to interfere with that. Nothing. We would move schedules around. We would change ideas, plans, sniffles, and, you know, temperatures. Doesn't matter. We're going to have a date. And you kept that date. So what's the difference between then and now? Actually, nothing. Not really. Again, going back to comparing Christ's relationship with His bride, the act of making us His bride was never meant to be a one-and-done thing. It was always about relationship. What He did on the cross brought us into a relationship, a loving, uplifting, supporting, caring relationship. So it was never, on His part, meant to be a one-and-done thing. So we have this ongoing relationship with God. We have an ongoing relationship with our husbands. He used every resource He had, which is vast, right? Everything, to provide these kind of relationships with His bride, the church, us. He does that to make us grow in our relationships. He wants, I believe that He wants more for our relationship and for our relationship to mirror the relationship He has with His church. But what happens? What's the difference? Busyness happens, right? That's the difference. We get married, things happen, work happens, kids happen, schedules fill up, kids happen, ministry and service, fatigue, kids happen. Besides, we were way too busy doing a go. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong page. budget is stretched. There's all sorts of reasons that come into our lives that keep us from dating, even if we have good intentions. But actually, that's exactly the reason we should date, because we're busy. That's exactly why we should date. The need hasn't changed, dating hasn't, but busyness has. So the answer to the question on your tables of why date is because I'm busy. We're busy. That's why we need to date. I am going to read a little bit from a book by Rob Justin Early. His book is called Habits of the Household. And this hit me between the eyes. On Wednesday night, we don't open the computers to work. We don't finish the laundry. We don't follow up on our kids' appointments. We don't do any of the things that we're supposed to do because Wednesday night is date night. There's a strange paradox here in date night. All the work of the household is ignored so we can focus on the one thing that actually keeps the household working. It's a marriage. It's a terrible fiction to imagine that we can be good mothers and fathers without being good husbands and wives. I got to read that again. It's a horrible fiction, terrible fiction, to imagine that we can be good mothers and fathers without being good husbands and wives. In the story of God, the strength of the household depends on the strength of the marriage. I know this is true. I think we all know it's true. And sometimes it's just hard to make it happen. But I also know the first point. God wants it. So therefore, it can happen. I'm going to share a little story with you. I asked Steve, my husband, what do you remember as your favorite date with me? Well, within 3 seconds, he named the same date that I remembered. And you might think, oh man, that must have been one extravagant, out of this ballpark date. Actually, no. It was actually when we were living in Mexico, and we were working on to build a Christian school. We were living at the building site. The obstacles for dating were just stacked up against us. And so our approach was, we won't worry about dating right now because, you know, we're together all the time anyway. And we'll just put that off, table that till a later date, like, you know, when we retire. So our job on this building site was to stay on that building site 24/7. We never left. So that was an obstacle to dating. And then we didn't have any money, so that was kind of an obstacle to dating. We didn't really know any good restaurants, and we didn't want to experiment with what we were ordering because we didn't speak Spanish. So it was a little bit of an obstacle. We didn't have time. We were busy with work groups and whatnot. And we were busy supporting and feeding these groups, and these are groups that would come down from the U.S., this church, as well, and it was our responsibility to supply the crew with all the resources that they would need and all that. Well, after a particularly busy season of work crew after work crew after work crew every week, and all we did was get done with one, turn around, get ready for the next one. And so we started looking at the end of the season and going, ha, there's the last one. We can see it. It's in sight. Oh, it was a group of high school kids. And we thought, oh, they're not going to have the skill set that we are used to. And they eat a lot. So our attitude was kind of less than enthusiastic towards this group that would come down. But God had something in store for us. It was the best week we'd ever had. And to this day, they hold a special spot in our hearts. I have an apron on the back of my pantry door that these kids brought down for us. I mean, not for Steve, but but it was so impactful. And we took it as that. We said, oh, thank you, Lord. What a tremendous blessing they were. And what they did for us, it just encouraged us. And you knew, Lord, that we needed that. We thanked him for that. And it was almost like he said, but I have more. Kids came to us the night before they were supposed to fly out, and they said, can we talk to you? And we said, yeah, sure, what's up? And they said, well, we would like to send you on a date. And oh, that is so sweet. You know what was going through my mind? but we don't have any money. We've got three kids. We can't leave the land. And I could go on and on. But out of my mouth, oh, you know, you guys, that was so thoughtful. We just love you. And it was like, I was saying, but I have more. And so they said, you don't understand. We want to send you on a date. We did the research. We found a restaurant. We made reservations. It's tonight. And we'll play with your kids. We'll put them in bed, in their own beds, after we read them their stories, and then you can stay out as long as you want. And, oh, that's great. And said, oh, no, we took up a collection, and this should cover your date. Aww. And the truth is, it covered the rest of our grocery bill for the rest of the month. And we just were so taken back by that, but we also knew that that was not just those kids. Somehow, God got through our thick heads. He wants us to date our husbands. Mm. He will provide the way for us to date our husbands. Mm. Obstacles are just obstacles. They're in our heads mostly. I know there's busyness. I know there's a lot of children. I know that there's a time constraint, sometimes a financial constraint. God knows that too. So why date? Because God wants to. He wants us to. And He's God. I'm sure we all have similar stories of how God has provided for different ways and different times and different means. It also can be applied to dating. So when Karen comes and gives you ideas, it gives you some thoughts and inspiration, also remember, before you go, oh, that's too complicated. Oh, I don't have time for that. Oh, cross that one off. That's not me. Just pause a moment. But God wants us to date. It builds the relationships that mirror the church. It mirrors His relationship to the church, His bride.
Thank you.